Well, he was a workaholic, to tell the truth. He was a workaholic. Now I'm glad I live better than I would have if he hadn't been. I used to get a little mad about it at times. Don't work so much. But later on, it comes in handy.
Do you call yourself, if somebody says, where are you from, do you say that you're from Roswell?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think that somebody has to have lived in Roswell to be considered from Roswell?
I never thought about it like that. I guess it depends on whether they like it. If they like it, and most people do, I think they're from Roswell. If they don't, I'm in Roswell, but I used to be from so-and-so. And I think most people seem to like Roswell. Mm-hmm. I never hear any complaints about it. Maybe somebody does besides me.
How do you think that people, if they've moved into the community, sort of integrate themselves into the community so that they then consider themselves as from Roswell?
Well, there used to be, I don't know whether it's still in effect or not, there used to be a group of people who would go around, a welcoming group, maybe you know what it is. Anyway, they called themselves a welcome something, and they would go around and speak to the newcomers and give them information about everything in Roswell. I don't know, Beth would be good. I don't know whether she ever has given any talk about anything, but she used to work with that. I don't know what they call themselves. I really don't. And sometimes the banks sponsored them, I think, to go around and speak to people. But most people who have come to Roswell have come because maybe the Roswell and Alpharetta, there are industries here, big corporations here, and they come in. And I think those groups themselves, introduce them to a lot of people. And the churches are very welcoming. The churches are very welcoming. And I know the Methodist Church has something to sign every few visitor every time. And then the minister calls them, and people will visit them. And they have coffee after service, every service, for those who are interested in, meeting anybody in the church. And so they do that every Sunday. The churches maybe take the main lead in it. There used to always be some hospitable family, though, in Roswell. And the one that was most hospitable was the Wits and the and the it was Lula. Every time somebody new moved to Roswell, before we got so big, she would give a Coke party. It used to be Coke parties, not teas and coffees. She would have a Coke party. And that's how I met the mayor's mother, Jerry Wood, the mayor. Now, I met Tilly when she first came here because there was a Coke party given for her. And that's just exactly what she did, Lula. And her sisters, she had other sisters too, and some of them married the but they were all were so hospitable. And they would do that. They happened to belong to the Presbyterian Church. But if any new Presbyterian came in, they would invite that too. But they just did that with, anytime anybody new came to town.
What is a Coke party?
Oh, we just have a Coke instead of a cup of
Coke,
tea.
Okay.
They even had an article in the paper one time, or the magazine or something, about a Coke party of some debutantes there at Mimosa Hall, because I remember it was in some publication, that was just the Atlanta's drink, That's what you had then, a Coke party.
Well, it would be difficult to have a party now every time somebody moved into
town. Oh, you couldn't do it, could you?
The town has certainly changed a great deal. Do you think that it still has sort of a small town feeling to it, even though it has grown so much?
I think so. I think people are friendly.